The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abbott. Linda is in Sacramento, went down yesterday to visit her parents and to, I'm not exactly sure except that I got a thank you phone call from Nordstrom's. I'm not sure what that was for. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's December the 2nd, Tuesday, 6 after 7 in the morning. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com, and yes, we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. Hope everybody's having a great day today, but it looks like, what's it look like today, Bad Bob?
Rain and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly after 4 p.m., high near 56. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 10 p.m., and that's the situation for the next couple of days. Currently in downtown Reading, 54 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. What is that? Is that the weather map right there you've got in front of you?
Yes, that's from Wonderground, yes.
The all that green, is that moving in on us right now?
Yeah, that's precipitation, light rain, judging from the color coding. And it's kind of spreading up over the area, and that concurs with what I experienced on the way in, a little bit of drizzle.
The snow, what's the snow level? Do we know what that is? And I know that you look at the mountains, and they've got snow on them. But from what I understand, that they're it's starting to get to be significant up there.
Snow level's hovering around, I'll have to check the outer area forecast, but right now snow's falling at around the 4,000-foot level.
I've heard people going over to Tahoe are saying that there is skiing over there. Could that be?
That would be nice if there was actually a snow on the snow pack.
Could that actually be enough snow? Does anybody know if there's enough snow to start skiing yet? If you do, give us a call here. Well, good morning. Like I said, you wake up, you come in the morning, and you've got all these things that are going on and all things in the world. A lot of things happening right here in town. Today, we're having Kristen Schrader on, who will be taking her seat, and hopefully Brent Weaver on this morning. Talk about taking on the all the duties and the city council, and you can ask them some questions if you want to. There's a lot of questions out there. Somebody called in yesterday. One of the questions was to change the ordinance. Was that right? To put all the public comment to the end of the city council meeting instead of the beginning of the city council meeting, like it has been. Since I think 02, so, or maybe it was 05. What was it? Did we say 02 or 05?
It was about 2002, give or take. It was during a lot of debates over several major issues, including eminent domain, the library, and fluoride.
Fluoride. Yes. You know, I wasn't here for that, but that was a big battle. So what happened with that, Bob?
After being originally a non-agenda, or it was an agenda item, but it was on the consent calendar that they were going to incorporate adding fluoride to city water at the behest of the county health department. The hue and cry was amazing. The accusations that it was industrial waste being used to drug the populace into a stupor, and just some interesting concerns, but also some crazy stuff.
Yeah, but I also I know some people that were leading the fight in that are very, very logical, down to earth people that just didn't want fluoride.
Yeah,
wasn't fluoride supposed to be causing other things like autism or something like that? I mean, I'm not sure, but
take your pick.
Because I've lived in so many places in my life, and I've had like fluoride treatments. You know, mm-hmm. In the service, I think they give you fluoride treatments. You know, you have to swish around with. With a fluoride?
I believe that, parents should be given the opportunity but to administer or not administer in a blanket administration of something of that nature can be a little scary, but the more extreme arguments I put on a par with the people who said that the Sundial Bridge was going to be a danger to ducks because they'd run into the wires. That was a real argument.
Do you remember what the largest concern was?
About fluoride? That it was actually industrial waste and it was a ploy to get rid of the industrial waste.
Really?
That was one of the more interesting ones. Hmm.
So was this the okay? And so what happened though? Did you get fluoride or not?
Ultimately, the program was not enacted. Yeah, the project was shelved.
How do your teeth feel?
Well, I live on a county well, so actually, it's Clear Creek Community Services District, Centerville.
So, and that's supposed to strengthen the enamel in your teeth.
It strengthens the enamel, and in fact, Brenda, my wife, has excellent teeth because they took the fluoride pills when they were growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The you had to chew them up and swish it through.
Yeah. I don't think we had a choice in the service. They just fluorided you. Okay. Hey, Ash Carter looks like he may be the new SecDef, Secretary of Defense, former Undersecretary to Panetta and Hagel. I find that interesting. He was in the running for SecDef last time, but Hagel got the job. So he stayed for a while, and then he took off and went to Stanford to become a lecturer out there. It's interesting that all the names that had come out. I wrote a blog on this on Time Under the Helmet for Reading.com, and all the names that came up. And one was a woman. She would have been the first woman SecDef, but she had a lot of experience in there, and she had a lot of experience in running big programs. And she... I also made a comment, but who would want to be SecDef under this administration with 2 years left and no clear idea of what their foreign policy is or what they want to do with their military? And she quickly, probably after reading the blog, quickly pulled her name from nominations, as did like four others. So I don't know, Ash Carter, you're supposed to be a good guy, but you're the one that was left. Bad Bob, you're getting ready to say something there.
I just hearken back to the days when it was Secretary of War.
Yeah. Secretary of War. Well, hey, that's what it was. Okay. See what else is happening. Oh, of course. We've got a number of things happening this evening. Our city council is going to be, our new city council is to be sworn in tonight. But Norma Komnick and Baron Browning took their places on the Anderson City Council last night. And there should be a change about what's going on down there. We'll have them on as soon as we can, probably next week, see what they're going to be doing down in Anderson. Maybe we can get Trish to bring them in to talk about where they'd like to go and where they'd like to see Anderson going on this. A lot of other things happening in the world today and this week, racial profiling in the coming from the Attorney General and black sheriffs out of Missouri pushing back, saying, "Whoa, wait a minute, that's not what's going on here. What we need is a lot of other things." We're going to talk all about that when we get back. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 54 degrees out there, December the 2nd. It's Tuesday, and it's going to be raining on us all day. We'll be right back.
You see it all around you. Good loving all bad.
A little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Charity Trail of Trees and Family Dynamics presents Storytime with Santa this Saturday, December 6th at the food court beginning at 9:30 a.m., a free book to the first 200 children donated by First Five Shasta. Milk and cookies will be served. Crafts and activities following at JCPenney and Macy's Courts from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drawings and giveaways from all gift cards and Turtle Bay memberships. Mark your calendar and join the fun. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays, yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 East Side Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Butt, Linda's in Sacramento. I imagine what she's doing down there without me to oversee this, Bob. Bob. I mean, no, okay, you're laughing. I mean, Bob. This is not funny. This is scary. Welcome back, my friends.
Sir, we believe your credit card may have been hacked.
Don't even start me there. Don't even get. See, I don't have access to that Nordstrom's account. Hey, it's 7:18 in the morning, 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Gosh, you know, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yeah, looking for that. It's 54 degrees. It's going to be getting, it's rainy out there. It's nasty. You want that nice brew in your hand, that nice cup of coffee, that cup of Java, that cup of Joe. You can get it at Espresso Joe's right there in Tobacco and Brew. And I tell you what, the prices are very, very reasonable. Walk next door. Say hello to everybody. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And guess what? It's only 22 days till Christmas. Bad Bob. 22 days, 17 hours, and something until Christmas. Are you listening to me, buddy? You know what, guys? Guys, are you listening? Just start thinking about things for the girls. And you want to get her, you know, or how about this? These are, because I know you appreciate this, Bad Bob, is coffee. They've got all types of coffee down there in the one-pound bags, all types of exotic types of coffee at Tobacco and Brew. Use them as gifts to go to parties with. Use them as stocking stuffers. Just use them, you know, for office parties, things like that. People appreciate that because when they're using it. It's Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Sonny wrote in and said, you know what? On this fluoride question, is most people would like to be able to have something to say about the kind of meds they give their kids. The thing about the fluoride is the folks want to be able to administer for their own needs, diet additives, etc. And how she, you know, handles her own food products with that. And what somebody else just wrote, but it's for the kids. And if we can just save one tooth.
That having been said.
You know, these
immunizations, big deal. A big controversy over immunizations. So, again, some crazy claims. But we're seeing a resurgence of diseases that in your and my younger days were essentially gone. and are seeing a resurgence.
That's true.
Polio is popping up in certain areas.
Is polio back in the United States?
It's not in the
United States. It's in the world, though.
It's in the world.
But are we even still giving polio shots?
I don't know. And this is a scary thing, because if we allow... Yes, there are problems with immunizations. There's bigger problems if one of these diseases grabs hold of
you. Pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? People don't, you know, a lot of people my age remember polio. I remember kids being in iron lungs. And with, you know, with the iron lungs where they couldn't move, they were paralyzed and they needed to be, you know, and then they were in, they had, braces. And, you know, FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, got it when he was 39, got polio when he was 39. So to wipe this out, as Jonas Salk and his team did, was such an incredible accomplishment. And now you're right. Now you're starting to see some of it coming back. And what about whooping cough? Whooping cough that had been wiped out. And measles and all these are starting to raise their heads. Now, and then you get into the fact is that some people don't want to have their – by the time – what is it? Child's 2 years old, they've had 54 inoculations or something.
There's got to be a balance.
I mean, somewhere in there. But I'm not a doctor. But there's people that are a lot smarter than us that are going to be saying, if you don't inoculate, you're going to have these problems. But what about the people that just have a strong they just don't want to have their child inoculated that much.
The argument is made by some that these diseases are part of the natural selection process, which is a very creepy way to think about it. But it is, you know, nature doesn't pay a lot of attention to political correctness.
No. And speaking of political correctness, let's go right to the Attorney General, who says the Attorney General. Older.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a segue.
Yeah. Speaking of political correctness, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, is down saying is that he's not even mad at the people that rioted and destroyed all those businesses in Ferguson. No. In those neighborhoods where the black community had built their businesses and they were also appalled at the decision. They didn't like the decision either, but it made no difference. They still had their businesses. Looted, burnt, all of this. But he was talking about we've got to end racial profiling. And now, you've got sheriffs and police departments backing up. Say, wait a minute here. Maybe you ought to come on down here and walk the streets here and wear a uniform before you say something like that about, you know, accusing us of all these things. Like the St. Louis Rams players that came out during the game Sunday and they took this stance with their hands up. Did you see that? And of course, you know, the St. Louis Police Union says, hey, how about having them fined? How about doing something about their comments? I mean, yeah, they didn't wear somebody else's shoes or wear a boy's Bose sound system on their head. But what about that? You know, aren't you going to do anything about that? Well, of course not. You know, they're not going to do anything about that. That wouldn't be politically correct. And then the other question was with Obama having these meetings. Did he have any of the police from Ferguson in there or some of the other police authorities there to ask him, hey, what do you think, guys?
There were officials from law enforcement, but whether they were, you know, just commissioners and whatnot and not the guys who are on the street.
Yeah, you know, the ones they trot out every time when they're trying to get a decision.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this. It's like this Proposition 47. That they're already getting, in, as we talked about yesterday, inundating the courts, inundating the system for getting their sentences reduced so they can be released from jail. Does anybody in Sacramento live in a neighborhood that this is going to impact on them? I mean, are they even thinking about this? The number of people we've already got out here and the problems we're having already without releasing any more or even having the ones that are, you know, felonies that we've got to turn loose or they can't even be charged with it. So you can't do anything. So you don't even put them in jail, even though it was a felony 2 weeks ago. I mean, do you think that they even realize what they're doing?
I think this is classic law of unintended consequences.
Well, but you look at 109.
I hope it's unintended.
Look what 109 did to us. I mean, we've had 3 years to show them. Look, this is what 109 has done. So what good has that done? Well, they can point at the fact is, oh, look at all the money we've saved. And by pushing the money down to those counties, well, the counties, when they're trying to, you know, of course, where we are, we're no different than many others. So we're trying to do the job down here. And if you arrest anybody to put them in jail and then, to, you know, they actually get sentenced, then we lose money. I mean, what is this? What is going on in the state of California? And now they want to give the driver's licenses. Now they want to be able to, you know, they're bringing up the fact of putting them on Medi-Cal illegals. You know, illegals for the driver's licenses, and they wanted them, first of all, to have no, one little, no, you know, it would have been hard to tell the difference. So what's wrong with making it like a very strikingly different color? So when you look at it, you go, oh, okay, this guy's illegal.
That's discrimination.
Well, but see, they don't want to do that. And the other thing they want, but this thing about introducing a bill where then illegals can be on Medi-Cal. And we're already paying, you know, it's already like $17 billion. It's gone up 5%. And then they're starting to hear things like, oh, by the way, this this plan that Obama has allows illegals to have Social Security cards to get into Social Security. And then the question is, well, wait a minute. You said they wouldn't get anything where the, you know, the public taxpayer is paying for anything. And so it's the whole thing. Is just a mess, just like Obamacare is a mess where all those rates are going up. What is there about any of his plans that are working out? Come on, Bob, tell me one of them.
I'm working.
Okay, his golf. He's
golf
gone out.
His
golf game is – though I did hear somebody played him say he's a real hack.
He has lots of friends in Hollywood.
Lots of friends in Hollywood. Well, you know, so he can get a job out there. You know, he's looking at getting a I don't know. He's going to move back to Hawaii, which is probably a good idea, or is he going to move to California, which would probably be a better idea for him? He'd be loved there.
Quite welcome. Yeah,
he'd be loved there. At least down where he's at. Maybe not up here. All right. Okay, it's moving on. Bill Cosby. The wolves have circled. The sharks have circled. There's blood in the water. You know, when you hear one person saying something, and you know, I don't want to say guilty or not. One person saying something, even two people saying something, is you know, something that you can ignore, that you push away. But now more and more are coming forward. But I can't tell if they're coming forward because, you know, that this is a chance for them. They think to, you know, to feed on the, you know, on the still bleeding carcass of Bill Cosby.
Get the 15-minute thing.
Get their 15 minutes and get you know, get $100,000 and leave. You know, okay, I'm just not going to fight it. Here's your $100,000.
Do the circuit.
You know, something like that. Or he just stepped down from as a trustee of Temple University, which, you know, if you ever listen to this man, he was just so much in love with that university where he went to school, at Temple University, and now he stepped down from the trustees. They're offering money back on to people who have bought tickets for his shows. And the question is what's going to happen? Because all of these things seem to have happened years ago. But he is. They are just, I mean, every day it's something else.
If he did wrong, he deserves to be held accountable.
He does. He needs to be held
accountable. That having been said, it seems that there is this culture of let's destroy as many icons as we can, no matter the cause. And again, if somebody's in the wrong, hold them accountable. But just on the basis of rumor and innuendo, let's just shred them to an unrecoverable state.
Yeah.
I got a problem with that.
I have a real problem with that, too. I mean, it's recidivist, like recidivist history. When you start going, when you start talking about, oh, well, Davy Crockett was captured at the Alamo. Well, how do you know he was captured at the Alamo? I mean,
you weren't there.
I mean, how do you know? I mean, well, this indicates he could have been. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's the whole thing is, you know, oh, this has changed. Oh, this is wrong. Oh, we should never have bombed Hiroshima or Nagasaki with those atomic weapons. You know, they're looking at something, you know, from 2014 to something that happened in 1945 and have no conditions. Or, you know, and they talk about all these horrible things that happened, but, you know, they don't put themselves into that spot in history right then. I just, you know, people talking about, oh gosh, you know, when the first immigrants came to America, at least, you know, the difference between the ones now and the ones then was the ones then were bringing pox, plagued blankets to give to the Indians, which, of course, you know, what does that have to do with today? I'm not sure. Anyway.
That's that circular, yes. Well,
Yeah, but you did such and such.
It's a little girl's argument. It's a little girl's argument. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Norton Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have 1 or 2 used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110 or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, as I said, is down in Sacramento just damaging our credit cards right now, getting ready to go for Christmas. I'm down there with, I know, Gavin, I'm down. She's down there without me. Yeah. She should be going to Four Winds Jewelry. Right across from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive, estate jewelry that is the best in the Northern California area. Every type of jewelry you can possibly imagine they have, Leonard has down at Four Winds Jewelry. Not only that, but he's got the only trained watch repairman in the Reading area. So if you need your watches repaired, fixed, new batteries, everything, Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call, 222-2750. I'm laughing because I'm surrounded by all these, I mean, cheerful, big smiles. I mean, just I'm getting a sunburn from all the smiling that's going on here. The reflection of the teeth. I'm here with Gavin Spencer, who's the choir director over at Shasta High School, and we're talking madrigals.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Are we being videotaped right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll make sure that we don't say too many things. Hey, tell us what the madrigals are.
Well, the madrigal dinner has been going on for like 35 years, And it's basically a dinner theater performance set in the Queen Elizabeth period, the Elizabethan period in the Renaissance. And it's a dinner where you're going to be surrounded by students in costume that range from the king and the queen to the knights to our ladies-in-waiting to our peasantly servers.
The peasantly.
And then we have...
Where's my peasants in here?
Oh, there's no peasants
in here.
The okay. Madrigal singers are almost royalty.
Oh, okay, that's right, because you've got to start as a peasant to work your way up to madrigals. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the freshmen, sophomores, they're even more peasanty than the madrigal singers. So anyway, but yeah, these guys are the singers, and the night features a short little comedic play. And it also features a bunch of great holiday music, probably about 16 or 17 holiday songs throughout the night.
It is absolutely a fabulous night. Have been there. It's great. You walk in, you better have your name because they are going to greet you, and that's what your name's going to be for the rest of the evening. So Sir Robert of Locksley or whatever you are going to be that day. And the food is great, and it's served and the songs. It's just you step back into time, and the singing is absolutely fabulous.
Would you like to hear something right now?
I would. Why don't you give us one, then we can start meeting people after that.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, let's sing Carol of the Bells.
Sweet summer bells all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the poor. Ding dong ding dong, that is their song, with joyful ring, all can relate. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they found raising the sound, or hear the tale, telling the tale.
Oh, yay! Hey, Bob, give me an applause here. Bob's trying to balance everything without it blowing up on him on here. That is fantastic. You know what I really like? I love watching everybody's faces because everybody's got a different part. Like you, you're sitting there, you're not doing anything, and all of a sudden it goes, you go, bong, something like that, right? And you did the same thing over here. I was watching. You keep your mouth shut, and then all of a sudden you were in it. So, okay, introduce me to your king and queen here. Where are we? Who's our king?
All right. I'm the king this year. My name is Keenan Voss.
Okay, and queen?
I'm Queen Mandy Cervantes.
Cervantes and Ross. Okay, now how did they become king and queen?
Okay, king and queen are big-time positions here. They're the leadership positions.
Okay.
And nothing against Keenan, but the queen has a step up on him. But these are the leadership positions. The queen actually runs every single rehearsal and make sure this production takes place.
Oh.
Basically all I do is I make sure the music is prepared. She makes sure the whole dinner is prepared. So however good the dinner is, it's not on me. It's on Mandy.
I will take that responsibility.
And it's going great. Tonight's our last dress rehearsal. And it's going great.
When's it
going
to start?
It starts tomorrow night.
Starts tomorrow night. Yeah. Are there any tickets left?
Only the ones that you're giving away today. Honestly, we sold out weeks ago. It was the fastest we've sold out in a long time. So the tickets you're giving away, people really are going to want.
Well, we're going to find a time to give these away. Not right now, though.
Not right now.
Not right now, because we'll be inundated. And then, how long has it been going on, the Magics?
35 years.
35 years. Now, how many of y'all have come from, your families have lived here couple generations, and maybe your parents went. Were any of your parents involved in Madrigals?
Yeah,
second generation. Do we have any second generation in here? We do. Okay. Is that right? So did you come? Okay, fight your way up here forward. That's what happens when you come in late. okay, and what's your name?
Thomas Sutherland.
Okay, and who was in the Madrigals before?
Well, my brother and sister, and my little brother's here now, and my mom, and almost all of my aunt and uncles.
Wow. Really? Wow.
Yeah, their family's big time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, well, did you have a choice?
Kind of. Kind but of, yeah. I really wanted to do it anyways.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is just an outstanding event. I mean, you guys are just great. Okay, let's start meeting people here. Okay, the one who gets everybody started here, you're with the pitch lady.
She's our student music director. Okay. So during the dinner, she starts all the music, stops all the music, and when I'm not around, she rehearses all the music in rehearsals.
Okay, and what's your name?
Adelie Tweed. Tweed, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, let's just kind of go around. Just lean in here, big guy.
Yeah, move fast, guys. That's the radio.
Yep.
I'm Nick Meyer.
Okay, Nick.
Yeah.
come on.
Oh, hi, I'm Hatea Russo. Oh, over here. I'm Hatea Russo. I am a soprano one.
Let's okay. Go.
I'm Braden Dunn, and I'm a bass.
All right. Just keep putting your faces in there.
I'm Alicia Dries. I'm an alto.
I'm Emily Borland, and I'm a soprano too.
I'm Iggy Mullari, and I'm a bass.
I'm Jules Lobinger, and I'm a soprano one.
I'm Max Mullari, and I'm a bass.
I'm Matthew Sutherland, and I'm a bass.
Okay, who else we got here? We got some others here. Come on.
I'm Rebecca Lehman, and I'm a soprano one.
There's a lot of people in the studio.
Yeah, there is. I can't believe how many people we have in here, but come on.
My name is Kristen Johnson. I'm a soprano one.
Okay. Now, somebody needs to explain to me what a soprano one. Come on in. What's a soprano one, a soprano two, and all this?
Soprano ones are usually the highest sound that you hear in the choir, so like high-pitched squeaky sound you hear? Yeah, that's us.
The high-pitched squeaky sound.
Soprano twos do a lot of, harmonies and stuff, and they make it kind of stick together. And then you have altos and like the two level of altos, which is pretty much the same thing. And then you have tenors, which are like soprano men. And then you have basses, which is the foundation of the whole thing.
Okay. The basses are the foundation.
Foundation is a strong word. I mean,
the sound foundation.
The sound foundation. Well, alto. Okay, what exactly is, you know. Come on, boss. What exactly is the alto? Because when I sang in high school, because they had us sing, and they go, oh, you're an alto.
Were you an alto?
I don't know.
I hope not, because altos are women parts. But the altos are the low women parts. Sopranos right? are the high women parts. The tenors are the high male parts, and the basses are the low male parts.
Well, maybe it wasn't that then. Oh, well, who knows? It was a long time
maybe
ago.
Maybe your voice hadn't changed
maybe
yet.
Maybe it hadn't. Is everybody's voice changed here? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Okay, who haven't I met yet? Come on.
So I'm Ryan McClure. I'm a tenor one.
Tenor one, okay.
I'm Marissa Weber, and I'm an alto.
I'm Zach Thompson. I'm a tenor.
I'm Trinity Allen. I'm an alto.
She's our jester. That's a big part, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the
I'm
jester.
Also supposed to be funny, so that's that.
Yeah, I think you could be. You know, I think if you apply yourself. Already. Okay. What? Who?
I'm Callie Riddle. I'm an alto, too.
Okay. She's excited to be here. You can tell.
Wow. It's a little bit early. She waved at you right then.
I'm Katie Davis. I'm a soprano, too.
I'm Eric Brown. I'm a tenor one.
Boy, you don't sound like a tenor. This
no, he sounded, he sounded pretty bassy there.
I'm Ben Placid. I'm a tenor one, two. 1.5.
Okay, is that everybody? Okay. Hey, this is just if you have not seen, if you don't have tickets, you're too late. Is that what you're
That's
saying?
That's right.
You know what? But we're having you here because we love listening to you. And what a great effort you all put out. I mean, really, this is something the whole community just gets behind and is just, I mean, the people talk about it for weeks afterwards.
Well,
and
thank you.
You guys do a great job. And, you know, we've been to other things that y'all have done out over there at Shasta High School. And you all are super performers.
Thank you.
There, really. So you're going to sing one more to four?
Sure. Let's do a little Silent Night.
Silent Night. Virgin, Mother and Child.
Fall is in the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Redding Kia and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Redding Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This is not part of the Madrigals here. This is somebody else.
No, that's Pentatonix doing a cover of Carol of the Bells. Since you changed horses and we're calling it back in, I quickly brought it up.
That's all right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms on 2539 Larkspur right here in town. The phone number there is 222-8222. John Bastiani prides himself on having everything his customers would want, and either long guns or pistols, any type of shooting supplies, ammo, everything in stock and at fair prices. Give him a call again at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding. 54 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today and tomorrow and the next day. But don't let that stop you from going out and getting all the things done that you need to do. It's 22 days before Christmas, which means we've only got 21 and a half days of shopping left, Bob, before we have to really start shopping.
Yes, thank goodness for overnight shipping.
You know what we talked about? We talked to Beth Woods over at the at Mount Shasta Mall, and she said most of the time guys are just – they shop very quickly.
Cluelessly
and quickly. I'm here with Gavin Spencer, who is the choir director of Shasta High School. We've chased all the kids out of here, even though it was great listening to them.
Thank you.
Wow, they were. They were super. Gavin, the Madrigal dinner, somebody asked a question. What do you serve there?
Well, it's a five-course dinner. It starts with soup and salad and then the most delicious rolls you'll ever eat. Let me tell you, our recipe, I don't know what's in that, but it is gold. But and then we serve Cornish game hen, rice, vegetables, And then we have a nice dessert, our figgy pudding dessert, which is basically like a coffee cake with caramel sauce.
What's the song? We'll serve you a figgy pudding, something like that.
Yeah, wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
has
okay.
that in it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, yeah, with my figgy pudding. I remember that. Okay, the tickets sold out like weeks ago, as Bob is telling everybody. Somebody said it's hard to get tickets unless you know someone. Is that true?
Well, it is kind of true. Sort of how it starts is you can buy a patronship for a couple $100, which gets you 2 tickets. But that gives you the ability to buy as many tickets as you want currently. And you get first dibs. So the patrons get all the first dibs.
Okay.
And then it goes to the parents of the cast members.
Oh, okay.
And then it goes to our teachers at Shasta High School.
Oh.
And there's a pecking order.
How many can they buy? Can they buy as many as they want, or they can buy just 30?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember all the rules. anyway, after all those people buy their tickets, then it goes to the general public. And this year, things just went really fast.
They did. Okay. Yeah. And how much are tickets?
They're $35.
Okay. But you know what? For that evening, it's worth every cent of it, because you get a 5-course meal with the figgy pudding at the end. You get a show. You get singing. You get people waiting on you. You sit down there. You're in long tables. Mm-hmm. And they come and bring you the food and dress like peasants, because they're because freshmen and sophomore peasant like, they're peasanty.
Yeah.
And now, how do you get picked though for King and Queen? You know,
we have an audition process.
Okay,
all the parts have an audition process, but the King and Queens is the most brutal. They audition and then they go through an interview process, just kind of test their leadership skills and see what the dinner means to them, because it's got to be from the heart. You know,
so do you have, you know, you got a big kid out there. It looks like he could have played, you know, a defensive tackle for anybody around here. And so do you enjoy this? Oh, yeah. Really? You know,
Oh, yeah. Nick, he was on the football team. He was a lineman on the football team until he got injured.
Well,
but he's he's passionate about performing. Guy's really great on stage.
Yeah. Everybody, when they were in here, the smiles on their faces was just unbelievable.
Well, what strikes me is that because you have this constant turnover as the new ones come in and the older ones finally drop off, it's this constant chain tradition that goes all the way back for the 35 years.
Well, yeah, like the one, his mother and all of his aunts were in it. He's in it. All of his brothers are in it, and his cousins.
Now, that makes
things.
It way cool.
It does. Don't forget the kids. This is from Sonny. Don't forget the kids who serve. They also have to speak the dialect.
Oh, yeah.
Very fun. Yeah, I mean, you guys get into this.
We spend a lot of time on accent training. You know, and most kids pick it up pretty well. It is difficult. It's actually difficult for me. Accents are not my thing. But, you know, we work hard to try to do it. But we do accent training at every rehearsal.
You know what I find interesting is how you've got all these British and Australian actors playing English or playing American parts.
Mm-hmm.
Never hear an accent. And then they can turn around right then and they get interviewed. That accent's right there.
Yeah, like Michael Caine, people like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, but there's a lot of them that they just their accent comes back as soon as they're away from their character.
Somebody in the chat room just made a point about when the kids, as hard as these kids have to work on this, they don't really have time for mischief.
No, that's a good thing. As long as they can get their homework done, you know, that's the main thing. We want to make sure that these kids are doing well in school and participating. But
and
yeah,
they're
it
being
give them
social. They're not spending all their time staring at the smartphone and all that. They got to interact.
Kids who are involved with music and performing are usually happy kids. You know, I believe that. I mean, it gives them a chance. There's an outlet there. It's like any kid who has an outlet with something they enjoy. And it gets them out and gets them interacting with people. I really think it's important that they interact with each other. So, but that's what you do. Where do you come from?
I come from Tillamook, Oregon. I grew up on the coast where the cheese is made.
Oh,
best
yeah.
cheese in the world.
Yeah. So you're not a cheesehead, though.
No, but embarrassingly enough, our mascot in the high school was the Tillamook Cheesemakers. Mighty Cheesemen. It's pretty embarrassing. Matter of fact, it was ranked 3rd worst mascot in the country by USA Today.
What did the mascot look like?
I mean, you know, we didn't really have a mascot. They tried a mouse and cheese for a while,
mm-hmm.
but that was lame. An actual cheesemaker at the time was a guy, you know, a man wearing a white apron with a tall white hat, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
Does he lead you out onto the field?
No, I think we just, they eliminated the mascot, you know, because it was embarrassing. I don't know.
So how long, how long have you been at Shasta?
I've been at Shasta. This is my 13th year at Shasta.
Okay. That's cool. How do you, and so you've had, this is what you do. You teach music there and a choir and,
I have 5 choir classes. That's my job. And then I do the Madrigal Dinner and the Spring Musical.
Well, that's pretty, I mean, you bring a lot of joy and pleasure to people, plus the fact these kids are, I can't help but think that, you know, I know that some of them are getting scholarships in this to, you know, for their music ability, right?
Yeah, I've got a fair number of them that go on to do that.
Gavin is a former member of Shasta High, and I was involved with the music program, and my brothers were in the Madrigal. You stepped into some enormous shoes, and I know when you first came in, you were under pressure, and you have stepped up admirably, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a rough couple of years, those first couple of years.
This is way before me, though. So was it
between Ken Putnam and who was the choir director back then, your predecessor?
Well, Ken Putnam.
Yeah. Ken Putnam. Talk about Mr. Holland's opus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough for a couple of years because I kind of came in as the kind of the evil stepfather, you know. The kids really had their loyalties, and I don't blame them. That's just how it is. Ken ran such a great program. It was going to be tough for anybody. It didn't matter who it was.
Well, you have stepped up. Anytime you follow a great commander or something like that, I mean, you have to prove yourself, and you obviously have.
Yeah, thank you.
These kids, well, you know, these kids obviously are really, really happy.
So. I love these kids.
Well, good. Okay, this is the Madrigal Dinner. If you don't have tickets, sorry. There's no way you can shoehorn in a few more?
Well, if you've got a few dollars in your pocket, I have a little special table in the back. You know, I might be able to work something out.
Yeah, we'll get you in there. Yeah, you want to make a big donation to the choir. I bet we can find 2 seats for you right away. You know, buy new Madrigal costumes for everybody for next year. I bet we'll get you a spot right up in the front sitting next to the king. So anyway, okay, Gavin, thanks a lot. And
thanks,
we appreciate
Carl.
Everything that you do for our community and for these kids.
Thank you.
I should say our young adults, right?
You're really setting a tone, and these lessons will stick with them for life.
That's right. Okay, and it starts tomorrow, and it goes for 2 weeks. And then it's, then you start getting ready for next year.
Yep.
Okay. When we come back, we got a couple minutes here. We've got, Kristen Schrader will be with us.
And is Brent going to be here?
I'm not sure if Brent's coming or not, but it was one of those things that
the new order.
The new order is coming in any way you look at it. It's a new order. And there's a lot, and they've already got things that are going to cause consternation the very first night that they're being sworn in here and at the city council.
A jumping agenda, no holiday break for these folks.
No. The other thing too is just is something that's happening now during the season is that young lady from Ashland, Oregon, whose car was found in Mount Shasta. She disappeared, 17 years old.
Major Amber Alert there.
Yeah, Major Amber Alert that she was she snuck out of her house and her mother didn't even know she was gone until they checked that morning. Because they thought she was in bed, and they thought she'd gone to some kind of party or something. But she left. They found out which party she left around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Thoughts are with the family that this has a positive outcome. But
let's hope so. Let's just hope that she is she got angry or whatever happened, and she's someplace there in Mount Shasta, and they find her right away. Anyway, that's the kind of thing that you hate seeing right here before Christmas or any time really. Like I said, okay, later on this week, on tomorrow, we're going to have Senator Johannesen will be joining us. And Mojo will be here. And then Friday, we'll have Congressman LaMalfa will be joining us and talking about what's going to happen with this Congress. Should be really interesting. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 54 degrees out there. The 2nd of December, 21 shopping days left. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. In Washington, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is defending the president's executive action on immigration reform during an appearance this morning on Capitol Hill.
Johnson telling Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee the executive order doesn't conflict with the president's earlier statements on his legal authority.
Deferred action does not grant legal status in this country.
Or a pathway to citizenship.
Or a green card or a pathway to citizenship.
Texas Republican Michael McCaul saying it sure looks political to him.
Who should we believe? The president before the election who said he didn't have legal authority to take this action? Or the president after the election who says that he does have the authority to take this executive action?
McCaul says there's a right way and a wrong way to act, and he disagrees with the president.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Also at SRNnews.com, President Obama set to pay a visit to the National Institutes of Health today to discuss the latest progress on the effort to fight Ebola.
Additionally, the president will use the visit to make the case for prompt congressional action on his emergency funding request to combat Ebola here at home and abroad.
That's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. A Pacific storm system expected to generate widespread rain in California that forecasters say could unleash mudslides as well. National Weather Service forecaster Brian Hurley.
But unusual to the degree here for early December, and what that's causing is quite a few flash flood watches in the Oxnard, L.A. area, and working your way down to San Diego. Quite unusual to the degree here for early December, and what that
storm watches are posted for a large swath of the Sierra Nevada. The state is facing a severe drought, so in that regard, the rain, of course, is a godsend. But back-to-back storms are also causing some concerns of mudslides and some vulnerable areas. On Wall Street, it's been the Dow booming in early trading. Right now, it's up close to 50 points, and this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
All coughs aren't the same, and neither are all cough medicines. Robitussin's powerful dual-action formula relieves even the toughest coughs. Wet, dry, and hacking. Fast, powerful Robitussin DM Max fights your cough and helps clear the congestion that comes with it. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed. This week, stock up with special Robitussin bonus packs. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
At Ohio State University, still dealing with the tragedy of a football player who took their own lives, and the coach says that it's been hard for the team to deal with the passing of Costa Karazsoris.
He loved it. You know, he loved it. I had dinner with him a couple times, and it just was such a short period to spend with him.
And the Ohio State football coach says that he has all the confidence in the world in the school medical team.
I can say this. I know that. This is the best group of medical people I've ever been around, and I don't know that. And the way they handle their business and the attention to detail.
And the reason that is relevant is because it is thought that concussions and their effect on the player's mind may have played a role in his decision, apparently, to end his own life. More cars being recalled to fix potentially faulty passenger airbags in high humidity states. Subaru is expanding a previous recall of five models, and Mitsubishi is recalling one of its models, the 2004 and 2005 Lancer small car. This is SRN News. U.S. home prices accelerated in October. We get more from SRN's Greg Clugston.
Prices of U.S. homes rose at a faster year-over-year pace in October than in September, snapping a seven-month slowdown. According to real estate data provider CoreLogic, prices increased 6.1% in October. Despite the spike, home values are rising more slowly than they were earlier this year, when 12-month gains were averaging nearly double their current pace.
CoreLogic predicts that price growth will remain mild as the U.S. real estate market continues to rebound. The World Bank issuing new projections that further slash already lowered estimates of economic activity in three West African countries hit hardest by Ebola. The bank says that the economies of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have been crippled by the outbreak. The disease has infected nearly 17,000 people, of which some 6,000 have lost their lives. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday, December the 2nd, which means only 21 and 20 hours worth of shopping left to do. For guys, it's...
I feel like I should have the 60 minutes clock thing going.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, for guys, it means that we've got, you know, we still have the same 4 hours of shopping. It just, which day do we want to have it on? The phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, weather today and tomorrow.
Rain, possibly a thunderstorm that could happen late in the day. High today near 56. Rainfall up around a quarter of an inch. And during the thunderstorms, you could see a whole lot more. That's going to continue over the next couple of days. Bring on the wet stuff. Low will be in the upper 40s. And then it will taper off. Actually, as we head into the weekend, off and on showers right now in Reading. We have 54 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And it's going to be raining like this and cold, and it's going to be keep getting, you know, does this rain look like it's just going to continue for the next couple of weeks? Though? I mean, are they giving long range right here, Bob?
Well, actually, the State Department of Water Resources this morning issued a slightly more optimistic. They think they may actually get up to 10% of normal deliveries, which sounds pretty abysmal unless you realize that last year they only delivered 5% of the water they
during this time
normally
of year.
Do. Yeah. Well, that's the forward-looking projection. If we get the pattern, this year is more favorable. We've got wet ground and then snow falling on top of it. Last year, you had dry ground and snow fell on it, and so it didn't soak in to recharge the aquifers.
Oh, okay.
So this year, we did get wet ground before the snow started falling. So that's that will start regenerating the aquifers.
Well, good. Thanks. I didn't know that.
Of course, see, being married to a meteorologist has its perks.
That's just one of the many things I don't know. But you know, one thing I do know is I'm glad I'm not in politics. I'm glad I'm just sitting on the sidelines poking. But I'm here with Kristen Schrader. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Going to take the oath of office today?
Tonight. Yes. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know, there was an old adage, be careful what you ask for.
We're fine with this. This is, you know, something I've been wanting to do for several years, and we put together a plan, we executed our plan, and we are elected.
There you go.
Yes.
Come riding in on that white horse. Ready to, are you all prepared, you and Brent, prepared to change everything?
Well, I think we're there to contribute our ideas and our, you know, our willingness to work on the tough issues in our community, and hopefully we will be responsible and work together on a lot of issues. You know, there's some high priority issues that are right in our, you know, right in front of us with public safety, and then there's the day to day business of the running the city of Reading that city council is involved in. So.
This thing with, gosh, I've got like 100 questions that you're stepping right into things that are just, I mean, they're messy. They left some messes for you guys. And, you know, I don't know if they were, I don't think any of them were intentional. In fact, I'm sure they weren't intentional. They're just things that happen. And let's just start with this EDA clawback of 74% of the money that is, you know, that was being, that the, the purchase price for the land for the McConnell bought.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thoughts on this?
Well, that's just one aspect of many different, very lots of levels or layers of real estate acquisition that, you know, the city council had, you know, given direction to sell the property or, you know, to have McConnell purchase it and they'll sell it. Yeah. The thing is I, you know, if you look at all the layers and all of the details that they went through, it's a lot. And I'm not focusing on, negative things, I'm focused on positive things. I think that the overall outcome will be positive, that we're waiting now for, if I understand correctly, we're waiting now for the EBA to respond. And it's very likely that it'll come out that McConnell will be, you know, considered the nonprofit, and things will fall into place. I'm not looking at this as there's something was wrong, done inappropriately. I'm looking at this as people worked really hard on a project that had a lot of complicated issues, and that's how I'm viewing it right now.
The people, a lot of the people are saying, and not just the ones involved with that were on, you know, had dogs in the fight here, mm-hmm. but the Record Searchlight, several others are saying things like transparency and openness that should have been out there. The fact that this was part of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have made any difference at all, frankly, in the election, I mean, in the measure. I don't think it would have made one bit of difference. But there, you know, but the fact, though, is it seems like it was held back.
I mean, that's what the appearance looks like. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to be careful about what appearances are rather than what actually things happen. I'm choosing to, you know, I consider that people have had good intentions when they were working on this project, and I think the outcome will be positive for the city of Reading. So, you know,
Rick said, he said, hey, I wouldn't change anything. He says, this was just part of what I looked at. I didn't think it was that important because he thought it was a non-issue.
Well, and if you look at a lot of other issues that were brought up during the, you know, the process of getting things ready to, you know, all the paperwork, there was a lot of details. There were other projects. There were other grants, you know, and neighboring, really nearby parcels. It was a very complicated process. So I think that people, we should give people the benefit of the doubt. Certainly going forward, you know, it's always better to be transparent.
That's where I was going to.
It is better. But looking at all the details that I have available to me, I think that people acted in good faith and on all sides. And so I'm choosing to look at a positive outcome for the sale of the property.
Should everything be open? Should everything be transparent? Should Duvernay had said, I mean, he could have opened it all up when people were asking questions. But you as a city council member, should government be that transparent that everybody knows what's going on?
Well, there's some – I think what we have is certain things definitely need to be transparent, and then there are things, the operations of a city, or in my experience, all the years I've been on the school board, there are things that we don't have out in public, which is, you know, personnel or and real estate negotiations are held in closed sessions by law. That's permitted. So I think, you know, we find the balance where we do the work for the city, and our staff does good work, and we work together as a team. And when there is an, you know, absolute need for the transparency, everybody recognizes it. I think we all know that, and that's what we'll strive for in the future.
We're talking to Kristen Schrader, who was won the last election for to be on the city council, and will be sworn in tonight as one of the two new members of the city council. Her and Brent Weaver. We were sorry we couldn't get Brent here. You know, frankly, I really appreciate you coming in today, Kristen. It was kind of last minute when I called, and it was. I was like, I wonder if I, you know, I wonder if they can do it. And Brent, you know, has got a business to run, I think, or something like that, I think he's in the country here. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models. If you've got an emergency, Martin and his people will work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to fix it. But what you need to do is get them out there early before the cold weather really hits, and have them check your heating system over. Make sure that your filters are clean. Make sure the air ducts are working. Make sure the air is coming out from all the areas that it should be, and it's warm. Martin can take care of that. He can offer guarantees. He can offer warranties also. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out his website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's down in Sacramento on a shopping spree. Yeah, I know. Kristen is looking at me like, you know what? We could have balanced the city budget. No, just kidding. Hey, it's 8:18 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. 54 degrees out there, raining, and this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From little chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Let me tell you what happens. You get a little chip in your windshield, and you get water in it, and it freezes because it's going to be freezing. It cracks. It cracks your windshield. So you want to get those little chips fixed. How do you do it? You call Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, at 241-8373, or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Our guest, Kristen Schrader, who's going to be the Reading's newest city council person tonight.
Yes.
You and Brent Weaver. Okay, Kristen, there's a public comment is coming up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As you, I know, I'm sure you know, it was changed on a 3-2 vote earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind it, they said until after the election, then where it could go back to where it was. Well, Missy MacArthur has introduced a change to the ordinance that says that the public comment will be continued at the end of the city council meetings instead of up front. It was changed in 2002 from the rear to the front because of so many issues, I guess, during that time frame, as people were telling me. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the item is on the agenda as it was discussed in, I think it was April, when they revised the order of things on the agenda, that they would bring it back on after the election, which it is coming back. And the recommendation or the the discussion is to leave it at the end of the agenda, the public comment period. So I'm going to wait to hear other council members, their comments, and hear the comments from the public, and then make a decision tonight on, you know, what order should the public comment period be considered on the agenda. That's what's on tonight.
Do you just I'm not asking for an answer, but do you just kind of from what you've heard before, understand where there was a lot of consternation from people that were speaking at the beginning, and then when they couldn't speak to the end, that took a lot of the public comment out?
Well,
because they didn't know when it was going to end. Some of them had kids. A lot of them have jobs.
Yeah, I have. I've actually been attending city council meetings since January of 2013, so I have seen before and after. And I recognize, you know, the time issue. And so I have heard from people on both sides where they, you know, like having it at the end. Other people have recommended that we move it back to the beginning. And there's, I think there are reasons on both sides. So when I hear what people's, thinking is, and I will like to make my vote tonight, Carl.
Okay. I know. There's stuff coming in here Tuesday morning before the votes.
That's okay.
He's got that politician thing down, doesn't he?
No, it's not. Because I'm going to stand up here for Kristen here. Because if I'm pushing her on things like this, is before she hears what everybody says, there could be, you know, if she says one thing, then people are going to go, oh, look, she's already got her mind made up.
I know. So
you can't win. Get used to it.
Yeah. Well, I just want to look to see that, you know, we take care of what the business is, the citizens expect us to. And I think this is, you know, of all the issues, this is, from, you know, my perspective, there's a huge amount of issues that we need to take care of. This is important, but I think it's not as important as looking at finding funds for public safety and, you know, doing a lot of other things.
Okay, let's go to that one, finding funds. You said in a...
jump right into that.
Well, you brought it up, so let's go there. You said it in your interview, an earlier interview in the paper, that you would not be adverse to raising to having a half cent sales tax raise.
Yes, I think it should be considered. I think what I'm understanding is there are members of our community who are looking at doing some, you know, evaluations of what it would take to get an initiative on the ballot. Because the city, from what I understand, city council cannot put it on the ballot because they already, you know, they voted to put it on the ballot for November. So it would have to be by initiative. So I want to hear what the community members are thinking about whether it should be a quarter cent or a half cent. And also really need to look at what our chief of police and what his recommendations are for what the needs are for the city. There's also, we need to work together with the county, find out, you know, what are the costs of incarceration, that, you know, where we have a need to send our prisoners out of the area because our jail is full. We also could expand work release programs, and all that will have a price tag, and we need to find out what those costs are and prioritize, you know, what's the most important thing to get a handle on our, you know, the issues we are facing for crime and public safety.
The is part of the plan. I know you all want to come up with a plan. Yes. On how to do this. Is part of the plan to look at all the departments and perhaps start pulling money from them?
That could be part of the plan. I think I'm kind of thinking if there was money already there, someone would have found it before now. But that certainly we can look at look at the budgets, make sure that everything's what I've been used to in my school district experience, is we right size the budget. And where we can, we make surgical cuts. I think the city departments are run pretty lean right now. We have, you know, department chairs who have more than one department. And I think for the most part, everything's, you know, running as well as we can on a very, very tight budget. So, I'm not sure how much we would find in the budget, but it's always worth, you know, looking.
What about raises for the leadership in the city, not city council, but in the management positions for the city?
Well, every proposal, every expenditure proposal, I think needs to be evaluated on, you know, what is, for example, the raise. I think before the election, there was some raises given for some administration in REU, and then some, and, you know, some raises were attributed to REU employees, and some were for the you know, city, the general coming out of the general fund. Everything looks needs to be looked at in perspective of, you know, what is the, what are the needs. For example, in RAU, we have a huge number of unfilled vacancies in unfilled positions. So is it the amount of pay? You know, I went to the open house that they had for the RAU strategic plan. It seems like a very comprehensive plan and planning process, which was really important.
How many people went to that?
I was one of the last ones there.
There wasn't very many people that went to it, was it?
No, I thought there was. I mean, I don't know because I came in at the end. I don't know.
It was several hours.
Yes, it was. But having the opportunity to go and speak or go and hear the information, they're also going to present the information at a utility commission meeting coming up on, I believe, on the 11th.
One of the people just wrote in here, you know, and I appreciate the fact that they did. They came out and they wanted to get, I was hoping there'd be more people. I was kind of hoping they'd just pack the place, for it so people could hear what's going on with REU because with the drastic, drop in oil prices, natural gas, you know, what kind of impact will that have? There's this lawsuit from Walt McKnight. McNichols, was that the one about the
pilot
program? You know, that could have a huge impact on our budget.
Well, the bigger issues for the strategic plan are really the many different things that the REU is looking at and has an extensive document. I think it's available right now online so that you could look and see that. I mean, there are many things that need to be evaluated because it hasn't been done in a while to have a strategic plan. And planning, just like we were just talking about, we need to have a plan for public safety. We need to have a plan for REU, which is a very large enterprise. And, you know, our citizens have low rates and quality service. So we need to maintain that. And I think we need to be smart about it. And that's what I think the plan is attempting to do.
Do you think we've had a strategic plan when it comes to crime, fighting crime? Here in Reading,
do we need one?
Yes, we absolutely need a plan. Do you think we've had one in the last 4 years?
I'm also
throwing this out at the county because we've still got the same. We've had the exact same problems now. They're just exasperated as we had 3 years ago. Oh. I mean, ever since Rob Pelletti walked in here, and I mean, when he got hit in the face with this AB 109. Since then, these problems have not gone away. They've gotten worse, and now we're facing Proposition 47, which is going to throw even more out onto the street. Is there been a plan?
Well, I think I'm going to try not to pass too much judgment on what happened before, and really focus on what we know now and what we know and what we want to look at going forward. So we definitely need a plan for public safety, which addresses all of the current issues, including AB 109 and Prop 47, because those have impacts to our community. But I think what we're seeing now is there's a willingness, I think we're seeing greater willingness to collaborate more in our community, which has maybe not been as apparent as it has been. So we'll work on it. All the projects, all the problems going forward in a more collaborative way, and I think Chief Pelletti will be instrumental.
Rob's going to be right in the front of this, but
and Sheriff Pazinko.
and Sheriff Pazinko.
And you know we have all and the you know the, what we saw I think with the Safe City project is you know a lot of good ideas that were put together and a lot of research done, which will be helpful to the whole community, not just City Council, because some of the programs include the court system and include incarceration, include the county infrastructure that needs to be involved. So that kind of leads the way or could lead the way to greater communication and working together.
Okay. My guest is Reading City Councilwoman-elect Kristen Schrader, who's going to be taking the oath of office today and is talking about moving forward, which is a good way to do it. I mean, we have to move forward. We know what's happened in the past. Not blaming those in the past as opposed to looking forward and looking at coming up with new plans. We'll be right back after these messages. Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music game.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Redding or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Redding. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's 8:33 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Went in there yesterday, but there were so many people in there. I had to leave. I'm coming back today and getting a haircut there. Great haircuts. Man's last stronghold. What can I say except discounts for seniors and veterans? All there. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there. The reason I was smiling when they were playing that music was, have you seen Cascade Christmas yet, Kristen?
No.
Here's a big shout-out for Cascade Christmas. Linda waxed eloquently about it yesterday, but one of the dances they do in there is Can't Wrap This. Dance to that. That song right there. Who was that? Who's that guy?
Well, that was it sounds like you're talking two different songs. It sounds like you're doing Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
Yeah, MC Hammer.
The song that I just
played. Oh, okay, that was something. But that's what it reminded me of.
Whip It by Devo.
Okay, all right, Whip It. Okay, no, that was not in there. It was Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. But they did Can't Wrap This. And I, you know what? What a great choreography. What great choreography for that. But if you haven't seen it yet, you need to go see Cascade Christmas. It's a big, I mean, really. Okay, our guest Kristen Schrader here, who is going to take her oath of office today. Mm-hmm. I hope this is not the last time we see you.
Election cycle
till the next time, and then you become my best friend again. okay, we've talked about standing up, you know, we've got to do something, coming up with a plan for how we're going to police. Do you think incorporating part of LaFrance's Safe City Project is going to be part of that plan?
Oh, I think they offered a lot of good suggestions. And one of the keys that I would have been asking for immediately would be, what are other cities doing? You know, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. So I'll give you a good example. I thought one of the ideas they had on code enforcement was, you know, something worth looking into. You know, obviously, one of those plans, virtually all of them, you know, need a lot more input, details, cost analysis, timelines. But, you know, give an example. Code enforcement, if you think about it, if you have, you know, blighted areas or hotels, motels, apartment complex, whatever it is, property that is receiving a lot of calls, which costs a lot of money and, you know, takes our law enforcement away from things that...
Yeah, 200 or 300 calls a year, yeah.
On certain properties, then that needs to be, you know, factored into what the cost of the, you know, infraction could be. You know, I think they're looking at a sliding scale for what the cost of, you know, violations could be. And I know it's a very arduous process in, you know, ultimately getting a handle on, you know, owners who are not cooperating. But I think just looking at code enforcement in a new, you know, new way, recently the city council did vote to increase the code enforcement by 2 people. They doubled the staff because they had cut them back. But, you know, those are some things.
But you need to do that.
But I think that, I think what we're looking for is what kind of, what bang do you get for the buck on spending on code enforcement? And I think that people don't really realize, you know, maybe what opportunities we have there to really make an impact just by enforcing the code, you know, infractions in a way that's more meaningful and gets action, yeah, gets results.
Well, let me tell you that one of the things they just did was that no loitering sign down in the parking structure, mm-hmm, where people can't now just hang out there and sleep. I was told by people whose businesses are down there that what a great they've right, noticed it. Mm-hmm. They have noticed the difference, plus the fact that, you know, if you are really pushing and out there and you're calling the police and yes, the police are coming through and sweeping. So that little downtown area is starting to clean up, and that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. So a big shout out to the chief and you know, putting those no loitering signs up. And I guess there's going to be others that say no sitting or sleeping on sidewalks and those kind of things.
Well,
would you support that?
I think we need to look at what's we can do legally.
Yeah, I think that's legal as long as you don't discriminate against people.
Right. Well, I think we need to rely on, you know, what's the chief is recommending and what is going to be the most effective for accomplishing the need for, you know, cleaning up our areas, you know, making it safe for our community, for our businesses.
I've got 2 questions here from people in our chat room. Zero-based budgeting. Taking a look at a zero-based budget and seeing what kind of savings that could be.
You know, that's just a headline I saw with the new assembly speaker talking about UC budget. So I have not seen how that would be approached at the city council or at the city government level. So I'm
okay,
open to looking.
And this should be easier. Do you think Governor Brown is doing a good job?
Oh, I think that's on some things maybe, and on other things I'm not so sure. You know, I think we're, you know, we all have concerns about, well, I'll tell you, for example, I just brought up the cost of tuition for our students here in California. I'm concerned about pricing out our students.
25% over the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think it was like 28%, which
is 28%.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, so I worry about that because, you know, we need to support the future and we need to have our kids get the best education and we have one of the best systems in the world. And I don't want to price our local, you know, state citizens out of the market. So on Governor Brown, I mean, there's probably some things we look back and say he did well and there's some that I would question.
Okay. Okay. When you're moving forward here in the city, the illegal camps that are within the city limits, that takes they're talking about having they have a policeman go out there, they have maybe somebody from code enforcement, maybe not somebody there from one of the homeless groups that's trying to take information from them on all this. We have a number of illegal camps here that's almost like a subculture. Mm-hmm. Do you think, and of course, with the winter coming, that may help you know, that may help chase them away. That's what, you know, Paletti always says, Chief Paletti says, is that, you know, he always prays for a nasty, wet, cold winter to push people away. Do you see going after those?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the items addressed in Safe City Project was no free camping in Reading. I think the issues are whether it's in public property or private property, and Chief Paletti is, and I think with the ideas brought forward in Safe City Project, we need to clamp down harder on the illegal encampments. And we saw some of the, you know, the tragic outcomes where we had two fires, I believe one in the north area and one in south area of Reading, that were started in camps. And that's just very dangerous for our neighbors of those encampments. So I think we need to, that should be a focus on one of our highest priorities on what to do and how to enforce the, you know, no camping in those areas.
If you've got a question for Reading City Council member Kristen Schrader, give us a call at 605-4567. Kristen, on the unfunded liabilities, which is the one day we had Gary Cadd and Kurt Starman in here. Both of them agreeing that this is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not always do they agree, but it's $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the city is getting hit harder each year by the state, what are we going to do about this?
Well, we need to be very wise in how we're addressing all of our budgetary issues, because it is, largely out of our control in what the state decides and with PERS, what they do, the actuarial studies, it's pretty much a lot of what they make determinations, affects us. But we need to, and so what really the effect, the choices we make are what we offer our employees. And so that's the part that what commitments we've made in the past, we need to honor those. We need to look when we go forward in negotiations, it needs to be with the idea, what can we afford? But also we need to maintain a quality workforce for the city of Reading, which provides the services that our citizens are relying on. So there needs to be a balance, but it is a large number. It is a large, but we need to do both. We can't think the sky is falling because we have unfunded liability, which every city or public school district, we have, the pension benefits that we need to pay for. We also need to pay for a lot of other things too, and balance that out. So I'm going to hopefully ask good questions and become very aware of what all of our options are and plan accordingly.
Would you consider taking a look at the salaries of everybody and on a comparison level? Say, a fireman is making this much money here in Reading and they make this much money in a comparable city someplace else. And for new hires, you can't do anything about the ones we have now. Plus the fact we've got a number of, so much overtime going right now. Would it be cheaper to hire a new person than to be paying all the overtime?
I honestly tell you that I did meet with the head of personnel and our financial, Denise Maxwell, director of finance, and it is a very detailed, complicated process. And I look forward to, learning a lot more. But I'll tell you that, they have done some comparative studies recently, I think, within the last 6 months to, look at what we're paying the REU, some of the REU service members, because, we have this high rate of vacancies. So, yeah, we need to look at, comparative studies. I think they recently did, like I said, did one. And I think we need to be competitive because we need people to do the work for our utilities or for the general operation of the city. So we have to hire people and make sure that we're paying the right wages. And I don't know I can't say what they are sitting here today.
No, I know that. Yeah. But having an outside agency come in and say, okay, you've got a town of 98,000 and it covers this many square miles. You should have this many police and this many firemen, that kind of thing, which we can do right now. But then look at a comparative, the cost of how much, people from other regions pay their people, because that's kind of how we're paying everybody else, is based on on studies of how much money this person makes. You know, in another city.
I'm only aware of the one REU study recently, so I cannot say for sure what when other studies are done. You know, speaking of, you know, how many officers we have, we know from, you know, that recently during the last year or so, Chief Folletti has talked with us about we do have a lack of, a number of officers that compared to other communities the same size. So that is an issue we need to look at.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you hear all the, you know, you hear so much urban talk about that, you know, we're hiring an officer from L.A. who's been there on 3 years in L.A. and the amount of money he makes in L.A. and the amount of money he makes here, he makes a lot more money here than he does down in L.A. You know, but I don't know if that's an urban myth, but, you know, but somebody, oh, they know this. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Henry, we'll be getting to you right after this break. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR 1460, our guest, Kristen Schrader, who is going to be our newest city council member tonight.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. What a great day this is. And, This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, who, by the way, dedicated a whole class of concealed carry to support the Liberty on the Border at Turtle Bay. And we had over 20 people in that class that signed up for this, and it was really good. Really happy to but he also teaches regular concealed carry classes, hunter safety classes, advanced pistol, the whole thing. But you have to give him a call at 999-1822 or check out his website at readingccw.com. Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay, we've got a lot of people lined up here. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I am fine. Do you have a question for Kristen Schrader?
Yes, I do. She's going to become one of the new city council members, and she's going to have some control over what I'm going to talk about. But my question to her is, what do you think the department head should make for a working day, not counting benefits? How much money?
You know, I think that's it's a good question, except I don't, sitting here today, I do not have a way of...
Let's say, would you... say that a fair amount would be $500 a day?
You know, I honestly couldn't give you an answer to that with the information.
Well, you're going to have to, because this is going to come up.
No, I agree that it's one part of the budgetary process that city council members should be
What would you feel, off the top of your head, that's a fair amount of money per day for a city department head?
You know, I'm not trying to be evasive. It's just a calculation.
You sound like a politician.
No, I look at, generally when I'm looking at salaries and, you know, I'm an employer and I look at the annual salaries and I honestly don't usually convert it to a daily rate.
Well, try this one. I did.
Okay.
Your department heads are making $907 a day, a working day, not counting benefits. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't that kind of heavy?
Well, I think we just need to look at the whole picture, and I couldn't sit
and
here today.
And you're still giving them raises. The people are still getting raises.
But Kristen has not given
them raises. I'm a taxpayer in this town. That's my money.
Yes. Well, I understand what you're pointing out, and I will hopefully be learning more about all of the issues before the city council, including salaries and benefits. That's one part of the organization.
Well, I'm in hopes that the new city council will think about the taxpayers instead of following the lead of the staff without question. And I hope that you people, the new people, have the ability to think for yourself, which has not happened in the past.
Okay, Henry. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's go to Bonnie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I have a question for Kristen.
Okay.
Due to the vote of the people of Reading in 1982 to raise the transient occupancy tax, the Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau was established. We even built a building there on the corner of Auditorium Drive, which we worked with in conjunction with Caltrans, so there were signs on the highway and everything, and people could find us. And we had a very, very, very busy center. So what I want to ask Kristen is, would she be willing, if it were brought up to the city council, to have the Reading Visitor Center reopened? Of course, we couldn't reopen in the same place because that building is now belongs to someone else. It's been sold by the city. Since it was closed, a small area was made available for a visitor desk at Turtle Bay. But the traveling public have difficulty finding us, even though Turtle Bay has made an effort to put signs up and everything. It has been very difficult. And many times, by the time people get to me, they are so angry that, you know, the signing is not good and they can't find it and why are you way back here and da-da-da-da-da, you know, how people can come up with things. Anyway, having been the first employee hired for that bureau, I know how important it was to the people of the community. Many times now, what makes me so sad is when people get to me, they'll say they inquired either at a business they just visited or a service station or a restaurant, and they're told, oh, we don't have a visitor center in Reading anymore. You'll have to go to Anderson to the California Visitor Center. And I'm very, that's very upsetting to me. So I would like to take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Those are good questions. First off, marketing our community is very important. I know I went to a workshop that was presented by Shasta Cascade Wonderland, and it's a very dynamic area of, you know, getting the best marketing we can for our area, because it does increase dollars coming into our community from tourism, and then that creates, hopefully it will create more jobs for our local community members. So I'd be happy to put that down on my list to inquire about going forward. I know there were some decisions made, budgetary decisions made to reduce costs, and that was one of those areas. So it is important, marketing and keeping our area vibrant in with respect to people knowing where things are is very important.
Okay, Kristen, we got about 4 minutes left. So what would you like to accomplish in your first 60 days? And don't tell me I need to study all this, because I know you do. But what would you – come on, you're queen. You're the queen. What do you want to accomplish in the first 60 days?
Oh, I would like to, within the first 60 days, have a plan for public safety, really actually have a plan.
A written plan that everybody can see.
Everybody can see. We prioritized the recommendations that are given to us by people who are in the field, which is Chief Paletti, and get input from other law enforcement. Because we have to work together on incarceration, you know, as I said before, that we don't control some of those costs and some of those, aspects of public safety. So I want to get a plan within the first 60 days.
Okay. I think that's doable.
I think.
Don't you think it is?
Yes, it is.
Would you ever sit up in front of the voters, along with the other city council, and sit there and have a town hall meeting? Can you do that? Somebody said they didn't know if you could do that because of the Brown Act, but I think you could, couldn't you?
I don't know why you could. Well, you'd have to just properly agendize the,
sure,
you know, the meeting and set up notices.
Yeah.
I don't know why it couldn't be done. I think it hasn't been done, but, you know, like...
No. But especially when it comes to crime and all this,
yeah,
because you've got a chance now as new people to take on, and I think people would like that. I mean, they really enjoyed the last two, being able to stand up there and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Real quick, in your campaign, I tried to get answers out of most of the candidates about this moratorium on the impact fees, which is still the essence of our re-stimulation in this area as far as construction. And I need to have some type of encouragement here in this new city council, because without a moratorium on this exorbitant and unnecessary impact fees, we are dead in the water. So thank you.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Impact fees, right now are, you know, we've adopted the philosophy that new construction, you know, pays for the impact to our existing systems, you know, which is traffic, water system, wastewater. So that, I mean, we have to decide who's going to pay for those impacts if we want to have growth. And so right now we have the impact fees that are levied after being studied and evaluated per the government code sections. So I think they did a study in 2013. They reduced the fees by somewhere around $900 going forward. They increased some and reduced some. So it's certainly something that can be looked at again, but we have to decide who's going to pay for the impact for when people build new homes or build new construction.
I think when they did it before, they had it brought in literally millions of dollars in the construction and salaries and everything. Everything revolves there like three times.
But then the fees that were not collected
– wouldn't have collected them anyway, though.
That's where we have to make a decision on what – because we have infrastructures that need to be supported and maintained. And,
absolutely.
And because then we degrade the quality of life for everyone if we don't maintain those the infrastructure. So people are on both sides. We'll look and see what we're going to plan to do with this coming year.
Kristen,
yes.
big night tonight. Congratulations on your victory. Congratulations on becoming a city council member.
Thank you.
And we wish you just the very best.
Thank you, Carl.
And I hope that you will be back here many, many times. Talk.
Oh, All right. I hope I, well, we, I'll work hard and we'll hopefully have more information for some of the callers who called in.
Well, you will. Hey, tomorrow, Senator Maurice Johannesson will be joining us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On Capitol Hill, the immigration debate is heating up.
We're looking at a number of options in terms of how do we address this.
House Speaker John Boehner talking about President Obama's unilateral action on immigration.
Now, this is a serious breach of our Constitution. It's a serious threat to our system of government.
Opponents of the president's action say it's amnesty for as many as 5 million illegal immigrants. But Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson tells House lawmakers today the administration is actually sending more illegals back home.
We've expanded our detention capability, and recent arrivals illegally are priorities for removal.
Former Deputy Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is the president's choice to succeed Chuck Hagel as Pentagon chief. That's according to Republican Senator James Inhofe, although the White House says no final decision has yet been made. Also at SRNnews.com, two senior Lebanese